Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
I am hidden in Christ, and so I've got to discover what my life is by searching and seeking out what Jesus is wanting me to do and be.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's continue in this message series with Pastor Rogers. I know this series has been a blessing to you. This is Transformed, Part 3. Change your mind, change your life. Let's go into the message today.
When the mechanism of the salt and the light of the church stops being salt and light because we become just like the world in our thinking, our attitudes, and our mannerisms, and we don't renew our minds like we should, evil will take over. Darkness will invade. So what your conscious mind hears, it feeds to your subconscious mind. Now, repetition goes into your conscious mind, and then from your conscious mind, if you think of it and it's repeated over and over again, it can drop into your subconscious mind. When it goes into your subconscious mind, in your conscious mind, you know, I'm thinking a thought, I can get rid of that pretty easy. I move my mind, move my attention to something else, and it can go away. But if I meditate and repeat something, it's going to get into my subconscious mind. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's going to get down in there, and it will be harder then for it to be extracted. There is the receiving in the conscious mind, and there is the conceiving in the subconscious mind. That's the reason why when there's a temptation, it doesn't mean that you've sinned just because there's a temptation that hits your mind. Everybody all day long is getting, the devil is throwing anything he can at you to find out what's going to stick. But the moment you conceive it and let it drop into your spirit and get in your subconscious mind is when it becomes sin and a weight of sin to you. That's the reason why you got to do something with it immediately. Am I helping anybody here tonight? All right, so the Bible is very clear. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hold on to that thought. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So thinking in your heart is actually what controls the man. So how do I get it into your heart? You're going to find out in a minute where this heart, what this heart is identified in Scripture. How do I get it in my heart? By repeating it over and over and over again. Adolf Hitler knew this. He said, if you tell a lie long enough and repeat it enough, and I'm paraphrasing it, the same thing is true on the good. Whenever I rehearse and repeat the word of God and I renew my mind on a daily basis, suddenly it transforms my thinking and it transforms my body into serving the Lord and no longer fighting against the Spirit of God on the inside of me because I have transformed my mind. Are you with me? If you keep listening and watching whatever that it is, it will get downloaded into your heart, into your subconscious. Now, Jesus said this. Here's what the Bible says about a few things. He says, take heed what you hear. Take heed what you hear. Take heed, he says, don't be deceived. Take heed, don't be deceived. Take heed what you watch, what you see. The Proverbs tells us this, from the heart flows the issues of life. From the heart, get this, from the heart the mouth speaks. James 4 says this, he says, from whence comes murdering and lust and envy, all these kind of things? It comes, he says, out of the heart or the mind. So here it is. In the Scripture, the mind is what is identified as the heart, the seat of your mind. So where does murderings and lust and all this kind of thing come from? Comes from your mind. It certainly doesn't come from the Holy Spirit. Where does backbiting and gossiping and all that kind of stuff come from? It doesn't come from the Holy Spirit. Do you think the Holy Spirit's going to backbite, tear somebody down, be negative all the time? No. He's already told you what to think in Philippians chapter 4. If there's anything that's pure, lovely, of a good report, he said, think on. Why? Because that's what Jesus is thinking about. Are you with me? So what you feed your mind, you become. You know the difference between you and the astronaut? He read more. That's all. He read more. He got more understanding, more of what it was at the direction of his life. Now listen, some habits in this place today, and those of you watching, some habits are still plaguing you after your salvation experience. Some of that old stuff that you've been wrestling with for years. I've had people tell me, Pastor, you know what, I'm on. The doctor has just diagnosed me with cancer. I've been smoking for 50 years, but he's just diagnosed me with cancer. I think I'm going to give them things up, about to die. I said, man, you better go ahead and just light it up now. Woo. See, you know why? Why am I saying that? Why am I using that illustration? Because most of the time, we don't move in our mind until we are brought to the edge of a crisis and we're forced to make a decision. Watch what I'm about to tell you, and I meant to say this in the announcements a few moments ago. I text my friend on the east coast of Florida, Pastor Rayleigh, and told him, hey, man, you got a Cat 3. It looks like it's coming at you. So I'm just going to say to you, if you wait around and you let your mind tell you, ha, it ain't coming our way, you're going to wake up, go down to Walmart, and you're going to find out that all these maniacs have got all the bread, all the milk, every battery that is in the state of Florida. That's right. That's right. Because we put it off until we're right on the edge. I'm preaching right now. We put it off until we're brought to a crisis. I'm not going to come to church until my kid gets in trouble. I'm not going to live right until I get to a place where I'm in a crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get saved, the Lord has rescued you. He saved you. But just because your spirit is saved doesn't mean that your mind, your soul is saved. It is being saved, renewed every day, reprogrammed, if you will, out of a worldly mentality. Hey, not just a worldly mentality, your mentality. The mentality that you've been building up all of your life. How old are you? I'm 50 years old, okay? I'm 50 years old. You got 50 years of experiences that have been built up in your memory bank. And all of the crisis and all the abuses and all the trouble and all the blessings and all the great things, all the wonderful experiences are all packed up in that mind right there. You know what that mind does? It sends impulses out because all it operates by is emotions and feelings. And we are many times we play the victim of our past when God said, if you'll renew your mind in my word, the past will be the past and you can have a new beginning. Here's what Jesus called it, born again. Amen. Look at your neighbor and ask him, have you been born again? That's what I want to know. Hey, let me ask you a question here. How do you clean the hard drive on a computer? With acid. Good answer. How do you clean it? Well, I'm going to tell you, sometimes you have to buy a whole new computer just depending on what the situation is. Sometimes you can't restore that. What do? You go out and buy a brand new computer. Born. And then sometimes, which is most of the time, they'll put some cleaning program on there because viruses and bad data has gotten in there and now it's slowing it down or it's this or it's that, whatever that it may be, and it cleans it up. But here's the thing I found out. I've got a virus detection on mine and it runs automatically. And sometimes, just like this afternoon, I went ahead and ran it again because there's a constant barrage that's coming at these computers, malware and spyware and spiders and snakes and all that coming at you. I've been preaching hard at them. Y'all are the ones that need it. All that stuff is coming at you every day. You know what I'm talking about? How many of you get frustrated and you want to just take that computer up and throw it up against the wall, except it's got all of your life on there? So you got to run the program. And guess what? How many of you had to run it two or three times in order to get it all off of there? Because it's like once it finds me, it's tracking me like a dog. It's tracking me like a shark with blood in the water. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When I do research for Bible prophecy and all that, I wind up having to hit a lot of places that sometimes it's not very good to get the data and the information that's going on. As a matter of fact, Lord willing, I'm going to be on a phone call tomorrow night concerning the situation in Israel classified information that's coming from the man who's on the ground. And hopefully I'll be able to bring that to you. I'm just telling you, there's so much going on today. And then you throw in the mix of that stuff like those that are in control of the media. Listen, if we play a song up here that is not, that just a few weeks ago when we had Extreme Sunday, I can talk for 15 minutes. So I had to talk for 15 minutes back there because we were playing songs that the kids were up here. And if we did that and it reads it on Facebook and YouTube, they'll shut us down like they've done before and we won't be able to stream. Stay with me now. This all plays into it. The Holy Ghost is the software cleaner. Okay? Every day he should be purged. You should yield yourself to him to purge your mind. What's he going to say to you? Well, the Bible is clear in John 16. He said, I will not speak of myself. I will glorify him. Meaning, I'm going to bring you truth. Well, where does the truth come from? The truth is the Word of God, Jesus, the Word. So what the Holy Spirit does is he's speaking to you the Word. Now, if you haven't read this Word and renewed your mind, and he starts talking something to you that's coming from here because this is all that he says, and you haven't renewed your mind and gotten in here, there's no confirmation of it, and you become in a clash of wills. Because God has a will, the will of God for your life. God has a will. The Holy Spirit translates that will. And guess who else has got a will? You do, and I do. And those wills clash all the time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's the reason why it's necessary for you to constantly be renewed in your mind, because the battle is for the soul. Say that with me. The battle is for the soul. The mind is the center of the soul. The soul is made up of the mind, will, and emotions. The feelings are in your soul, the thinking, the mindset, all of that. The Bible says this, watch this. He that winneth souls is wise. He didn't say he that winneth bodies, he that winneth spirits. He said he that winneth souls. Stay with me right here. He that winneth souls is wise. Winning the body is not so much a problem. You're here tonight. I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't have a problem filling up this building. All I'd have to do is just start handing out $20 bills and there'd be car wrecks out here. I'd get your body in here. Am I right about it? Start giving away popsicles, ice cream, and pizza, and I got news for you. They'll show up. Are you with me? So the body is not what he's looking for. And then, because the body is what? The body is dust. The devil is not after the dust. Winning the spirit is not so much a problem because the Lord can save you in a moment, just like he did around this altar this past Sunday. But winning the soul is tough. And that's what I'm doing on Wednesday night as your teacher, to bring you the Word of God, to renew your mind so that you can think the thoughts of God and do what God's called you to do. And in that, you will find what we read in Romans 8, life and peace. Is anybody into life? You want a real life? I'm not talking about a miserable one. I'm talking about the life of God, an abundant life, John 10 and 10. And peace.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then. Remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.